Praise be Jesus and Mary. The first reading from the prophet Jeremiah explains that there are two kinds of men in this world, two kinds of hearts. Those who put their trust in man, including themselves, and those who put their trust in God. And that God knows our hearts and where we put our trust, and we will each be rewarded according to the fruit of the devices of our hearts. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and make flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Right? So those who put all of their hopes in man and the things of this world, and depart from the Lord and his commandments and his grace. For he shall be like tamarack in the desert, and he shall not see when good shall come. You see the blindness that happens, the spiritual darkness of the soul that is far from God and without his grace. He cannot even recognize good when it comes. But he shall dwell in dryness in the desert through his own fault, not bearing fruit, in a salt land and not inhabited. And so this is the experience of the soul that departs from God, experiences isolation and emptiness, desolation. But instead, blessed be the man that trusteth in the Lord, and the Lord shall be his confidence. Okay, the person who does not trust in himself or put his hopes in other men, but throws everything and put all of his trust in the Lord. And he shall be as a tree that is planted by the waters. Waters, of course, being the image of grace. Right? So this is the soul that is vivified by God's grace, that spreadeth out its roots towards moisture by means of prayer and frequent use of the sacraments. And it shall not fear when the heat cometh. The heat, of course, referring to the moment of temptation. If we fortify ourselves with the waters of grace by prayer and the sacraments, we shall not fear when the heat cometh. And the leaf thereof shall be green. It is full of life, full of virtue. And in the time of drought, it shall not be solicitous. Okay, that is, even when, with God's permission, that soul experiences dryness in prayer, or just the day-to-day weight, the monotonous of fulfilling our daily duties, it shall not be solicitous. That is, it doesn't worry and fall into excessive dejection or anxiety. Neither shall it cease at any time to bring forth fruit. In fact, the soul in the state of grace will infallibly be a means of grace for others. The heart is perverse above all things and unsearchable. Who can know it? I am the Lord who search the heart and prove the reins. See, God knows where we put our heart or where we find our treasure. Who give to every one according to his way and according to the fruit of his devices. So let's make sure our hearts are close to the Lord and that we put all our trust in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.